Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
We have a very special guest on the phone, and his nickname, we just call him The Hitch because it's such an awesome name. Joining us live on the phone now from, I'm guessing, I don't know if he's perhaps behind a city backdrop or a Channel 9 backdrop, is the very lovely Peter Hitchin himself. Good morning, Peter. Thank you for joining us.
A very good morning, and thank you so much for having me on air with you. Hey, listen, thanks also for being so bright and boppy this morning. We've all struggled through a hot night, but it's a great pleasure getting up and listening to such good company.
Thank you, Peter. You're a sweetheart. I was going to say, is it weird for you being on air talking in public and not having a camera at your face? Because we don't know what that feels like as radio hosts.
I think radio is great fun because it's all about your imagination. You know, you're listening to a conversation and you're sort of filling in the blanks yourself, whereas television does all that for you with pictures. So it's actually quite good fun talking on radio. Great fun, actually.
It fills the void. We were down at Midsummer Carnival and people were pulling us aside going, oh, this is what you look like. Oh, you know, we pictured you taller and Ginny got, we didn't picture you to be Indian and I got, oh, we thought you were black. So, you know, radio hides the facade.
Well, you know, it's just more fun radio because you get to fill in the bits yourself. Good.
Absolutely. And as a man who doesn't have a face for radio, which you can speak very highly of, can you tell us what made you get into news reading? I've always wanted to know that, actually.
Oh, well, I started, it was my first job in the industry about 10,000 years ago. When they really did have radio and television back then when I left school, but you may find that hard to believe. And I got a job at 4BH in Brisbane, which is a radio station, started in radio, loved it. And they put me in the newsroom, and I actually got to do the news on the half hour in breakfast or drive. It was an alternating shift. And I learnt on the job. I didn't know anything about news, but that's how it started. And I've been doing news pretty much ever since. So, it's always been there for me.
That's an impressive story. And, from the longevity of a career and being the face of Channel 9 for so many years, I have to say kudos to you. It's a great thing to have. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I've left my job because of this, or, you know, I've been working for 12 years. How long have you been at Channel 9 for now?
I've been at Channel 9 now. I'm going into my 41st year at Channel 9.
Wow.
Was there a big cake last year?
Pardon me? Yes, we had a big celebration last year for 40 years. And that was good fun. I actually didn't want to have any kind of mention of it at all. I thought, no, it's just another year. Let's just keep on going. Television really is a day-to-day business, believe it or not. And my boss said, no, this really is something to celebrate because, you know, who gets to, you know, these days, who stays in a job for 40 years? And I thought, well, okay, it was my boss's call, not mine. So but once the party was organised and happened, actually, it was really good fun. So I'm really pleased you did it. It's good.
And you don't look a day over 40 either, so I don't believe you've been there for 40 years.
Oh, cut it out. That is so funny.
I was going to say too, Peter, it must be such a pleasure coming into everyone's living room at 6 p.m. and, you know, you actually share people's dinner with them. It's quite amazing.
Yes, it is. And these days, people say I hear people coming up and say, I've grown up watching you, which makes me feel about 300 years old or 3,000 or something, which is lovely, though. It really is a privilege. And also, people say, look, we have our dinner, we watch the news, and, thanks for bringing us up to date. Now, of course, we're doing an hour-long service, so it's more than ever before. We it's a longer bulletin and more concentration required to cover the hour, but so far it's going very well, and we've got plenty of news to report on, so it's going well. Sadly, some of the news at the moment is the bushfires because it's that time of the year. But there's also things like the tennis, which everyone's interested in, the cricket, where we've had terrific success in the Ashes series. So, you know, there's always lots to report on, which I'm pleased about.
The Hitch, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on air. Have a great day. Stay cool. But I suppose they all say that.
And just like everyone else, we'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
See you.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.